Chapter 3. In a large theater on the campus of Tony Stark's alma mater, a packed audience watched as a giant screen showed video from an old home movie. In the video, a beautiful middle-aged woman named Maria Stark played the piano. The camera got closer to her, and from behind the camera came the voice of a young Tony Stark.
"I'm going to send this tape to Star Search," he said.
Maria just giggled. Then, from the hallway, another voice.
"Maria, have you seen my golf shoes?"
Into the frame of the video stepped Howard Stark, dressed in garish golf clothes, green pants, and a pink shirt.
"Hi, Dad," said young Tony. "First day at Clown College?"
Howard pulled a pained face.
"Why aren't you at work?" "I'm taking some time," explained Tony. "Dr. Klein says it's essential for my emotional development."
Howard sighed. "I swear I pay that man to undermine me."
"Try looking on the top shelf in the garage," said Maria.
As Howard scooted off to check the garage, young Tony walked the camera closer to Maria. Tony sat down next to his mother on the piano bench. His mom kissed him on the cheek and then pointed at the piano.
"Come on, let's play together like we used to."
At that moment, the video cut to static. And then the opening credits of an 80s action TV show appeared on screen.
"I guess I really needed to see that episode,"
the real-life Tony Stark said, looking up as the show's theme played on. The video cut off, and the lights went up. Tony kept talking to the crowd.
"Beyond my love of period haircuts, I show this to make a point. Life is an omnisensory whirlwind, and our best whack at preserving it is this."
Emotion had crept into Tony's voice, and he stopped a moment to compose himself before continuing.
"I've watched that tape 1,000 times since the incident, since my parents died. But it's not enough. I don't want to just see my mom. I want to smell her coffee, feel the sunlight coming in the windows. I want to feel my dad's footsteps coming back after he finds out his shoes weren't in the garage after all. I want to be able to show that to you and make you feel it. But that kind of technology is impossible."
Looking out at the crowd, Tony paused, trying to connect with his audience.